Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, gorgeous day here in Northeast Ohio. The sun shining. What a perfect night it was last night, too. You see the stars out. Everything was good, and a big star is going to be lighting up the sky very soon as we get set to see the Browns in a new stadium, in a dome, my friend. My name is Andy Baskin. His name is Jeff Phelps.
Well, is it ever. What do you think?
I think it's a go. I think we're putting shovels in the ground. Life is good to go. And the city, all they had to do was take a check for $100 million and boom, look at this. Hey, hey, you got yourself a new dome.
We're all happy. Things are wonderful. $100 million later, group hug.
Is that all it takes?
I'll give you a hug for a heck of a lot less than $100 million.
Jeff, what would you do for $100 million?
Let's not even go there.
All right. So, I mean, there's a million things to talk about. Daryl Ryder's going to join us at 10:20.
Andy. There are 100 million things to talk about.
Okay. There's 100 million things to talk about when it comes to the dome that we've been talking about. It was started off as just kind of a whim for us 14 years ago.
The mayor all happy.
How about that?
Hey, look at there. You're tearing down the old place.
And the county executive still not happy, not realizing that his dome is in his county.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He had a statement yesterday.
Heaven forbid that somebody put a $3.4 billion project in Cuyahoga County.
We don't need forward progress, Jeff. Stop it. Stop it. Why are you saying that? Daryl Ryder is going to join us at 10:20. Who else is coming up?
Get ready. Mike Martz, former head coach of the St. Louis Rams, offensive coordinator of the greatest show on turf. Mike Martz joining us at noon. I can't wait for that. It's always fun. NFL rapid fire. We're going to take a look at our college quarterback roundup, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be as appealing as it once was.
What do you mean? You're saying there isn't a quarterback that the Browns should be taking?
Oh, no.
What are you saying?
Remember how the idea was, there are six guys that might go in the first round. Remember that?
Is that how it worked?
It's what everybody thought at the beginning of the season. Now it's looking like, is there one?
I'm just waiting. Some expert's going to say in the next 2-3 weeks, they're going to be like, you know, this is just a horrible draft for quarterbacks.
Oh, it's going to happen.
It's coming. It's just a matter of time. Some expert's going to say that, and the Browns fans are going to be like, wow, good thing we have two first-round picks.
You know what that means in the meantime?
It means that one of the two rookie quarterbacks we have right now has an opportunity to win this thing for a long time.
Thank you.
Is that the way it's going to play out?
It's the way it might play out.
I don't know. All right, who else? So what do we got coming up? We got Daryl Ryder's going to join us at 10:20.
Mary Kay at 11.
All right. And then Mike Martz, as you said. So we're looking good as we get ready for a little dome talk here, my friend. Okay, so you hear yesterday, as I did, and Daryl Ryder did a fantastic job covering the story. He has for years. That's why I'm excited to have him on here in about 10 minutes to talk more about what's going on with the dome and where we're at. So it looks like, as we saw the press conference yesterday, the Haslams, and the mayor sitting side by side and saying, guess what? We're moving forward on this thing.
Yeah.
And it gives the city, as I said in the beginning, the opportunity to develop the lakefront like we've never seen before. And Jeff, we've heard this our whole lifetime.
We've
developed the lakefront. Well, Sounds like they're getting some cash from the Dolans to jumpstart the Dolans, the Haslams to jumpstart this thing.
Well, in theory, yes, and certainly they are. Now, do they put it to good use and really develop the lakefront? I'm assuming they will, but again, I'll believe that when I see it.
Andy, well, I'm looking forward to at least seeing.
I've heard it forever.
I'm looking forward to seeing at least plans for what the lakefront could look like.
Yeah, it could be great, and that's wonderful. So we're hoping.
And I mean, the mayor really has a chance to leave his mark on the city if he can do something amazing with the lakefront. And by the way, he was able to, you know, he got $100 million from the Haslam, so not too bad.
Good way to become a senator.
Yeah.
Look what I did to the lakefront.
I just
imagine what I could do to the Ohio River.
The two going back. We put Joe Flacco in the river.
We're going to put a great lake near Dayton. Can I get all those votes?
Lake Montgomery. It's going to be great. So they struck a deal, and you know, if you read the quotes from Cleveland.com and Daryl Ryder's story too, as well at 92.3 The Fan.
And can I point out, Daryl has been saying all along, all it's going to take is a nice big check from Haslam's to have the city make nice. Daryl was right.
And he was.
Yep.
So under the agreement, the Haslam's are now moving forward. This is all from Cleveland.com. Most of this stuff. That they're going to go with their covered stadium near, and it's interesting they're calling it a covered stadium and not a dome stadium in this scenario. In return,
yeah, there's no dome; it's glass.
It's translucent.
It's going to be fabulous.
I don't know, Jeff. As we sit here again, I ask you the question: is this good? Is this all good?
I understand.
I think we're at the point now where you can probably put some shovels in the ground. Let's go.
I would think that's the case, Andy. And here's this. Okay. I understand that there are taxpayer dollars involved and folks don't like that. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your perspective, that's the cost of doing business with professional sports franchises. With very few exceptions, that's what happens. Right? You're going to develop something for your community, in your community, probably going to involve taxpayer dollars. Same thing with big construction projects. You know, getting tax breaks and everything else. So that's all part of it. If you don't like that, I understand completely. I get it. But that's kind of the cost of doing business. And it doesn't have anything to do with how the team is performing on the field or anything like that. This is something that will certainly change a lot in Northeast Ohio when it comes to how we're entertained, where we shop, where people stay when they come to town. You know, there are a lot of different things. And so that's a big deal. I think it's forward thinking. You think it's forward thinking. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks don't. The mayor didn't until he got a check for $100 million.
It's amazing how that works. It's just crazy.
The county commissioner who we had heard from forever complaining about it, we haven't heard anything about this. Who knows? All I know is this.
I can tell you what the county commissioner said yesterday, because Daryl put it out there. To me, the whole county part of this has been mind-blowing.
A little weird.
Since day one.
But I'll give Chris Renane credit for this. The way I took everything that he said was he thought it was in the best interest of the county to have the stadium and the stadium project downtown. That I'll give him credit for that. It was a clear stance on his part. So that's fine. If that's the way he feels about it, that's the way the mayor felt about it. But what you could end up here with, Andy, is a dome or a covered stadium, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
And then pretty big development around it, and a developed lakefront, which ultimately, aren't you getting a number of things there that are really good for the community?
Rather than
just throwing money into the old place on the lake that obviously isn't up to standards these days.
It's just, it's not about football, and it should be the biggest story in town. I don't know why it wouldn't be if people weren't talking about this right now. It's not about just about football. Cause you know, we hear people say, well, when they win, they deserve a dome. It's not about football.
It's not about the results of a football team.
And if they had to redo the stadium at the lakefront, it would have meant jobs there, but it's going to mean jobs in Burke Park. It's going to mean jobs on the lakefront, because they're going to have to do other things down there. I don't know. I just,
Remember,
I've
we
had
built,
enough.
We built a brand new ballpark baseball stadium.
Yeah.
For a baseball team that was lousy.
And nobody wanted, I mean, oh, did they deserve lousy. A stadium? It barely passed.
And look at A, the way the team has performed since that place was built. If that had anything to
do with it. Have you ever heard one person complain about the stadium?
No, about Progressive
About
Field?
Progressive, no. Jacobs, whatever you want to
it's,
call it.
It's a wonderful place to watch a baseball game. And it's
but
been
to
a,
think that half the people that voted, almost half the people well, and, that voted didn't want it.
But people
thought it was a bad idea.
People don't like to spend tax dollars. I get it.
I get that too.
But what a wonderful thing for our community Gateway's been. Between the arena, which is still top notch, and the ballpark, which is top notch.
Yeah.
Both, by the way, older facilities in comparison to many around Major League Baseball and NBA.
I'm looking forward to talking to Daryl here in a couple minutes, too, because when it comes to the taxpayer dollars on this thing, it just seems minimal. It seems to me,
$1.2 billion.
No, for the entire thing. I'm talking about coming from the state. The money that's coming from the state is this money that's just been kind of sitting there dormant, and the Haslams have to pay that money back.
To play devil's advocate, well, you could use it for something else.
But they haven't. That money has been sitting there for decades.
I know.
Like, why didn't somebody suddenly say something before? Well, now you have a chance to have some kind of economic impact by taking that money. And guess what? So if somebody comes back to claim their money somewhere down the road, the Haslams have to put that money back in. My fear are ticket prices, parking. Those things, I mean, there's just no way they're not going up.
Well, of course they are.
Yeah, and so that's the problem.
Are you pricing out
the average fan? That's going to be an issue.
At that point, if you're a taxpayer and you don't like it, then you just don't have to pay to go to the game. You can watch it on TV.
Same
you can
thing do as the syntax. Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I've always looked at the syntax, too. It's like, don't drink, don't smoke, don't pay tax on it. That's all there is to it. And so when we get into this conversation about how are we paying for it? They don't deserve it. It's the one that strikes a nerve with me is the team doesn't deserve it. But the city
that's
the people.
That's really inconsequential here.
It is. It has nothing to do with football. It's about having a venue that hosts more than 15 dates a year. I can't say it enough that you have a, even if there's taxpayer dollars in it, fine. That the taxpayers are going to be able to use a facility.
And here's the thing. Will it end up being something that benefits our region to the tune of more than $1.2 billion of public funds that's going into this? And then the Haslams are contributing 2.4 or something like that. If it's that kind of an investment, well, great. If it benefits our community to that much, because taxpayers aren't on the hook for the whole thing.
No, they're not.
You know, the Haslams are on the hook for the most of it. And okay. Then they better make it work, because if not, then it's going to be a financial mess for them. So, I mean, they don't seem to have much trouble spending money, Andy.
All right, so
good for them, and hopefully really good for our community.
So it looks like we are ready to put some shovels in the ground. You're going to have a new dome here in a couple of years, and we'll have a chance to say farewell to the stadium that brought us so much. No, it didn't. Any memories? Oh, are those playoff memories? Oh, nope, we don't have any playoff memories.
It was nice when the team came back in 99. That was a big day.
Yeah, that was a big day. But outside of that,
Andy, it's a football stadium that's not filled with any memories.
Other than concerts that people may have gone to. I'm sorry, there just aren't that many great plays in that stadium.
But you know
what,
though? It's a football stadium. That's all that place is a football stadium. The other place was a football and baseball stadium, so a lot more opportunity to make memories. But this is the thing on the lake right now, a football stadium. That's it.
Well, we're how many years away? We're just a couple years away then from looking at a dome. 2028 is when we should get there, and we're going to talk to Daryl Ryder right after the break. So we'll bring in Daryl Ryder, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. All right, let's get the latest on what we're hearing about the dome and what happened yesterday and how things are looking like they are all systems go. We bring in
Daryl Ryder, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, D.
Hello, boys.
All right, you've been on this story since day one. What happened yesterday?
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The movie ended exactly the way I said it was going to end.
And
the
Jeff
Haslams
said that,
yeah. are going to cut themselves a big old check, actually a couple of them, to the city of Cleveland, totaling $100 million to allow them to move to Brook Park. And in exchange for that, the city of Cleveland is dropping its lawsuit in Cuyahoga Common Police Court against the Browns. The Browns will, in turn, drop their lawsuit in federal court, asking for the Modell Law to be completely set aside. And also, to the most recent lawsuit in which the city, namely the airport, was objecting to ODOT's approval of the construction permits in Brook Park, that too now all goes away. So the local legal impediments for this project are gone, and the Haslams will go ahead and pay a total of $100 million to the city of Cleveland, and I can break that down for you if you'd like. The city gets $25 million by December 1st of this year. The Haslam Sports Group, which owns and operates the Browns, will tear down the lakefront Huntington Bank Field. And that's going to cost around $30 million, which is included in this settlement. Beginning on January 1st, 2029, Haslam Sports Group will pay the city of Cleveland $5 million on or before January 1st of each year until January 2033. That's $25 million over 5 years. Once the lease is officially terminated, Haslam Sports Group will also cut checks for $2 million per year over a 10-year period for as what's being called mutually agreed community benefit projects totaling at least $20 million. And therefore, that's your $100 million payoff.
Local legal impediments. I like the way you said that. Had this check not been written, or this series of checks not been written, who would have won those?
I think the Browns would have won. And I'm not a lawyer, Jeff, so this is just my opinion. In looking at the situation, you know, the spirit of the Modell Law was to prevent teams from leaving their markets. And a little bit of a technicality there. Obviously, Brook Park is not Cleveland, so you know technically that is a move, and that's what the city of Cleveland was arguing. The other thing too is the Browns were fulfilling the terms of the lease, and I just don't know where you can compel or force a business, which the Cleveland Browns are a business, to renew a lease in a building that will have been paid off, and. You know, you fulfilled the terms of you fulfilled your contractual obligations. Like, yeah. I don't understand. That's what I never got when it came to the lawsuits. I understood why the city of Cleveland was doing what they were doing in the courtrooms and all that. But in the end, there's some city councilmen right now that are very frustrated with Mayor Bibb. They don't feel he got enough. They feel that the city is still getting the short end of the stick here. And look, the city isn't going to have to pay to demo the stadium. The Browns have to leave that land in a development ready state. So it's got to be flat, and cleared out and everything else, and then the next guy can come in and do whatever they want with that acreage on the lakefront. And the city's getting $70 million additional. They're getting $25 million this year that, by the way, I don't think that the city was planning on getting, right, when you're talking about budgeting and things like that. So they're getting a $25 million upfront payment. They're going to get $5 million for 5 years from 29 to 2033. And then also starting in 2029 for 10 years through 2038, they're going to get an additional $2 million over a 10-year period. So I think that this was a pretty well-reasoned settlement, you know, for all the parties involved.
When does the shovel go in the ground, Daryl, in Brook Park?
First quarter. I mean, they're moving dirt right now. They're doing site preparation now. And the official groundbreaking ceremony is going to be in the first quarter of next year. But they're going to have to start digging that pit here pretty soon because, remember, they got to dig out 80 feet into the ground to accommodate this stadium because the vast majority of the structure is going to be in the ground. And you know, when you walk in at street level, you're basically going to be in the upper deck. Hmm. So, you know, they got to start digging that pit in the first quarter. And, you know, and as we saw what happened in, Inglewood, California, because that is how SoFi Stadium, which houses both the Rams and the Chargers, that's how that is built. It's dug deep into the ground. Now, they have earthquakes out there, so they built two separate structures, one for the seating bowl and then a completely separate structure for the roof canopy because that's an open-air building out there, even though it's got a roof on it. It's not a true dome, and also, the reason it's in the ground is because LAX Airport is right across the freeway, which is kind of similar to the situation here in Brook Park with this particular enclosed stadium, which will be a true enclosed stadium with a translucent roof, but they're got to go 80 feet into the ground. And what we saw out in Inglewood, it kept flooding. Like every time it would rain, that pit would flood and they'd have to pump the water out. So I think probably the hardest part of this project is going to be digging that 80-foot hole in the ground to accommodate this enclosed stadium.
In the meantime, what can fans expect at the current stadium? I would assume nobody's putting any kind of cash into that thing except general maintenance that you have to so that everybody's safe.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we've seen in recent years the Browns add a couple of premium seating options. Like, you know, they put the – and this isn't just a Browns thing. This is an NFL thing. If you've watched games around the league on TV – you're seeing more and more seats in front of the main seating walls there around the field, okay? The space around the field is being shrunk because they're adding seats. The Browns have done the same. They put in an additional luxury club space, whatever you want to call it, down as well for those specific seats. The Browns offer the high-end tailgating experience with the trailers there up on the exterior stadium concourse there on the west side of the stadium and whatnot. But you're right, Jeff. There's other than maintenance and upkeep and making sure that the building is able to function and you know, is safe for fans and everybody involved, I don't foresee a tremendous amount of money over the next 4 years being invested in any type of major renovations. Anything that's going to be done is going to be strictly under the scope of a capital repair, you know, fixing stuff that absolutely has to be fixed. But I don't foresee them doing a whole lot of projects on the existing building, considering, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, it's going to be rubble.
Daryl, what can we expect out of the new dome facility or the roof facility that is beyond the Browns? What are we hoping for here?
Well, I mean,
and truly, it is hope. I mean, I'm not saying hope, but I mean, there are things that the city or even Cleveland Sports Commission they're not able to get a bid on that now they'll be able to bid on some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing now is now that this is going to move forward, you can start planning to book the building, right? You, mm-hmm. you can start going after Final Four and college football playoff and you know, those type of jewel events. I'm sure there'll be a bid put in to bring the draft back here at least. We'll see if they decide to bid for a Super Bowl. I know the hotels here, that's a pretty big concern. But, like, the building itself is going to be fabulous. They're going to build the dog pound is going to be basically a 35-degree steep incline from field level going all the way up.
Kind of that so, Seattle feel?
Well, no, more so the Intuit Dome, the home of the Los Angeles Clippers. Steve Ballmer built that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, on that one end, they call it a wall. Lower.com Field, the Columbus Crew has this feature as well in Columbus, and it's pretty cool. So the fans in the dog pound, you're really going to be on top of the action, so to speak. The Browns say it's going to be the closest front row seat in the National Football League. It's going to be the closest upper deck seat in the National Football League. Even though it's going to have those levels, because you have to have your luxury spaces and your suites and things like that. There's going to be the end zone club and the sideline clubs that we're seeing in all the new stadiums. It's going to have those features in it, obviously. But it is going to be a world-class facility that they've taken a lot of time into designing and you know, trying to put something together that is not only going to benefit them financially, because obviously that's why they're doing this. They're in the business of making money. But also at the same time, it's going to hopefully position the region. And, you know, Andy, you bring up the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission, the great work that David Gilbert does year in and year out to bring all of these events to Northeast Ohio. Now imagine what they're going to be able to do with an enclosed stadium that can house up to 75,000 people, whether it's concerts, whether it's, again, those jewel sporting events. And look, there are going to be other buildings opening. Chicago, Kansas City's looking. Washington wants to build a dome. Jacksonville's putting a roof over their stadium. This is the Philadelphia Eagles are planning a dome right now. To get in on this building frenzy in the National Football League now on the ground floor and getting out in front so you can get these jewel events. Look, I think the building, when you're talking about those jewel events, and like I'm not hating on the project by any stretch of the imagination, but I think there's a 5 to 7 year window to really cash in on it. Because once the other buildings around the country open, it's going to be harder to get those events to come back. So, you got that first five, maybe 7 years of that building being open to really nail it when it comes to the college football playoffs and the Final Fours and things like that. Because I don't know that we're going to get in that rotation for those events, but at least to get them here once and host them and that, and obviously, the economic impact that comes with that, that's what's going to be key. And now, David Gilbert and the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission can kind of move full steam ahead with those type of plans to try and get that building booked with those big marquee events.
Daryl, I have like 30 seconds here, real quick. The city is now, the Browns in the city are good and the Browns in the county are
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. And now, too, remember, and this is an important detail, too, the airport's undergoing a multi-billion-dollar transformation as well. And, now they're going to work together, okay? What got this ball rolling was the fact that the Haslams went to Washington, D.C. to talk to the Secretary of Transportation about working some federal infrastructure around the facility. And they're like, aren't we helping redo the airport, too? Are you working with them? And that's what got this ball rolling. So now I think you're going to see a more cohesive project now for that region, not only with the dome and the development, but the rebuilding of Cleveland Hopkins International Airport. The city of Cleveland's not going to be fighting the Browns on everything. In fact, now they can work together to transform that portion of Cuyahoga County. But yeah, I posted the statement from County Executive Chris Ronayne on my X. He is still not supporting the project. I don't think he's the least bit impressed with the settlement, but He also, I think, recognizes it is what it is. The enclosed stadium and Brook Park development are going to get built. And so, you know, he's probably going to turn his attention to some other things other than fighting something that, you know, isn't worth fighting anymore.
Daryl Ryder, thank you very much. We always appreciate your time and your perspective on this. Thanks, Daryl.
Thanks, Daryl. Good work, Daryl.
Thanks. All right. So let's come back here in a second. We want your opinions, your thoughts, especially as we sit here now. It's go. It looks like Dome is coming, and the lakefront's going to get developed. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us coming up at 11 o'clock. We'll talk about what's actually going on with the football team when it comes to the Browns. This morning, though, we just want to take a couple minutes and talk a little bit more about the Browns Stadium deal, as everything is officially seems to be a go to move to Brook Park now that the Browns have settled with the city of Cleveland and all these lawsuits. $100 million deal to move over to Brook Park is what they'll be doing. And then, you know, now you're looking at a refurbified. I don't know if I'm trying to. You're looking at a lakefront that has the opportunity to be something more than just a stadium.
Can you look that up? Refurbified.
Okay, let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
I think it's in a song.
Check your thesaurus. By the way,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Does this feel dirty?
What do you mean? Hi, is politics.
Can we make all this stuff go away? Here's $100 million. Or is that just the way it goes?
I just think that's the way things are. Settlements happen all the time. Okay. And I think that's just the way it is. And I do think that this was on the table early on. A lot of these things were on the table early on. And that I don't think the
city was stopping this project.
I think the city was ready to be done being a landlord.
I think
there's
so too.
Many other things going on in the city. And now Mayor Bibb has this great opportunity to rebuild the lakefront and to see what they can do with that. And they've got seed money to get it done. And they don't have to, like, Jeff, if the Browns and the city would have continued to haggle and end up getting in this gigantic fight over it, and then the Browns end up in Brook Park and the city of Cleveland walks away with nothing, you know, that stadium would have sat there for years. It would have sat there for years. Like I was driving up and down Carnegie, that the Swayze building, the old factory that was there, just... And I didn't even realize how long it hadn't been used. And it just this tremendous, like, waste of space and waste of... It was an eyesore. Like, brutal.
You got an email. When you're looking at big dollar projects like this, and this is an interesting point, and I thought the same thing. It says the $100 million, it sounds like a big deal. You know, just here's $100 million. Mm-hmm. But it says... will actually do very little towards the lakefront development. Think about it, because not all of it's earmarked for that. And $30 million is just to tear down the old place.
And that's why I keep saying seed money.
That's not on the.
But if a developer wants to come in there, the city has opportunity to make more money.
Absolutely. That's the thing. And forgive me, Andy. It's not up to the Browns to pay to develop the lakefront. It's not. The Browns are tearing down a building that they don't own. They did use it, but they don't own it. They're going to pay for that. They're going to throw $25 million into the pot, and then the city can get after it and, you know, sell the project to developers.
Developers, you know, developers, developers, developers.
Yes, they can. you know, they can be the landlords for all the development down that they're going to do there.
Right.
So that's revenue coming in for the city, you know, over in hope decades, you know. So I agree with the folks who sent me an email. $100 million is just a, you know, spit in the lake here, but the Browns are taking care of tearing down the thing,
or another stadium in the lake,
which is good. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I wonder. Hey, are we going to have another reef?
I don't know.
More fishing?
I don't know. The word was the first one didn't exactly do the job. 216-474-0092. Joe is in his car. Hey, Joe, what's up, man?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. What's going on,
Joe?
Hey, first of all, Jeff, thank you for the great work you do calling the Hudson football games. Jeff, you really add a lot to those games, and you're the only one that pronounces my nephew's name right.
Oh, nice.
I've done a couple of those.
It's been fun. Did one with Anthony Lima, Joe.
What's that?
Lima and I did a game there.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You better call the morning show. Thank him. He's going to get mad.
Oh, I will. Okay. I will. But thank you so much. It's really a pleasure when you do them. At any rate, now you guys will hate me after the rest of the call.
Okay. No, not really.
I really like all this activity, and I like the fact that they, you know, the two factions could be working together and stuff. I just really detest the fact that one of the factions is Jimmy Haslam, and I know that you know, he happens to be there. I disagree with you guys on two things fundamentally. I do think that it should be all about football, number one. And number two is, you know, why does he get to this opportunity when he hasn't shown? I think there's other billionaires out there that would love to have.
Hey, I'd love to see one of them step up. Who is investing this kind of money? This is the conversation I've had with tons of people. Like, I respect your opinion on this, and I respect folks that are saying, why would we do this for a football team that's struggling to win and put a good team? How many other billionaires are investing this kind of money into Cleveland? I know of like two, right? Two.
Well, you know,
Dan Gilbert is investing money into our city. Right? And so is Jimmy. And Joe, let me ask you, like, what do you do for a living?
Right.
I'm just curious. What do you do for a living?
I'm a retired contractor.
You're a retired contractor? Oh. What kind of contractor?
Just I have a little niche.
General?
General contractor.
If you can take away the Haslam name and it would give you the opportunity to bid on a construction project, why is that bad? Like, we're trying to get... I understand the Haslam part of this, and I understand what you're saying. But we're talking about, you know, folks like my dad, who I've said this story before, like electrician that was laid off for a long time when I was a kid. And I look at this and I talk to some of the guys from the building trades that are just like ecstatic that we have these projects here. Maybe we don't have enough people to get, I mean, God forbid, you know, we have enough people to work. That's what it's bigger than football.
This mayor of Cleveland, and I don't even know the guy, okay? But instead of spending all this money on lawsuits and BS, get some smart local leaders, lawyers, or guys that have developed business in this area. Get them together, a team together.
Let's go. I'm all in.
Money.
Yeah.
Let's go.
But they're not coming up with billion. They're not coming up with a billion. And by the way, our franchise isn't moving. And Joe, you know it because thank you for the phone call.
And you
lived it when the team moved, man.
And you don't have to sell, by the way, if you're looking for somebody else to buy the team. Well, the Haslams don't have to sell. You know what I mean? Andy,
I hear you. No.
Here's why this is bigger than football.
Okay.
The results of pro sports teams fluctuate. Stadium's going to be there. The development is going to be there eventually. We didn't have time to ask Daryl. I'm wondering when that all kicks in, you know, because we're hearing, you know, the time frame for the dome, but the other stuff is kind of to be determined, you know, that's coming after us. I wonder when that all gets taken care of.
Roger's in Chardon. Hi, Roger. How are you?
Hey, Roger.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Maybe it would be productive. Maybe to get Chris Ronayne on, because he's certainly not on board with this.
No, we know. We know.
And he's
been on before. He was Daryl Ryder had him on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to go back and listen to that, there's a podcast of that. It wasn't that long ago.
in light of Haslam's announcement, though.
You mean the mayor and Haslam's announcement, right?
Well, the mayor was there, yes.
Yeah.
Let's keep in mind the city of Cleveland's annual budget is just short of $1 billion. And so this is Jimmy Haslam, and he may be right to an extent that money can solve anything. But so far he hasn't built a winning football team. But that's another story. What Ronayne said about the merchants downtown is absolutely true.
For 15 days a year when there is stuff going on, but when they have concerts, it hurts them too. I get it. And I significantly could understand the fact and the huge impact that would happen if the Cavaliers or the Guardians moved out of town. That would be gigantic. Yes.
Well, the Cavaliers and Guardians have, you know, more than,
and let's not forget the Cavaliers did that at one point too. I don't remember this outrage when they moved to Richfield. I don't know, Jeff, you may have had a better feel for that.
When Nick Belletti moved to Richfield, it was because Cleveland City Council stiffed him on wanted to build the original Coliseum on Euclid Avenue, where the old one was.
Yeah, where the arena.
And there was also some idiotic roadblocks the city council set up for Belletti. And Richfield didn't want the Coliseum. They didn't want it.
Hmm. Well, they built it.
Don't know that that's true.
They just didn't take the total. I mean, like, think about the development that would have been out there now, especially as the city has kind of moved out there a little bit too. Things that didn't exist back in the day, as you drive along 271 and you head back out, whether you're heading south out of Cuyahoga County down towards Medina. I mean, I wonder what would have happened had the Coliseum stayed. Or that they wanted to. I'm glad they didn't. I'll be honest with you. I'm glad for the city of Cleveland.
The idea that Nick Belletti actually had originally was to do the type of development around the Coliseum that the Haslams are talking about doing around the Dome, which to me is a key part of this whole thing. And that's why I it's not with hesitance. I just think, and when's all that going to happen? Because I think that's an essential part of this whole project. And, want to see that happen.
Steve is in Cleveland. Steve, how are you?
And we know happen with the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
My big thing is the city of Cleveland's actually losing a ton out of this, and it's off of taxes. Not just property tax and the sales tax for food and booze, but also payroll tax from all the workers at the stadium, the players, and the coaches. That's a ton of money.
Fair point, Steve. Fair point. I mean, I understand it. I get it. I don't know. Is the price of business of having a professional football team?
I was just going to say, welcome to the business world.
And, I mean, let's be honest. It didn't have to come to this, did it? At one point, we were talking about building this structure inside of Cleveland, and it never got to that point.
Were we really?
Yeah. I can remember even just like 2.5 years ago where you and I were looking here going, Landbridge, why are we doing this? And I go, I can't believe the Browns actually want that. And at that point, the Browns really wanted that. And they were committed to wanting to be a part of the city of Cleveland. They were. They wanted to stay downtown. And then all of a sudden, red tape, political this, political that. Maybe the city didn't want to be a landlord anymore. I get it. I get all that stuff. The bottom line is we're moving forward. Lakefront's going to have a chance to get developed, and you're going to end up getting a dome.
The one thing I think everybody forgets about this, it's 15 dates a year in the current facility. I think everybody forgets that about this. It's 15 dates a year. And it should be much more than that in Brook Park, which to me is a win for the entire region, as opposed to 15 dates a year in an open-air stadium that people don't really seem to love. So that's the bottom line to me.
I look at this and I understand what he's saying about the taxes and all that stuff, but again, you're right. It's 15 dates, and
maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Especially as you keep taking games over to Europe
and a place that's terrible to try and get in and out of.
It's going to be interesting to see how the traffic plays out for the airport too. We've talked about that. Was your number one concern?
Yeah, except for one thing,
they'll figure it out.
Look at all the highways around there. I mean, there's a ton of stuff already there, as opposed to let's cram ourselves up against the lake.
All right, let's do this. Let's bring Mary Kay Cabot in next. We're going to actually talk about the football team. So the news there, not as good as having a dome, I can tell you that. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.